Hey, this is Cap, and thank you for listening to the Cap & Company podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
We're on Twitch. That would be twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago, or download that Twitch app, and you can absolutely watch the show. I'm working from the home studio today, and it's all powered by Miller Lite and the Howard Street Inn. 312-332-3776. My friend Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports Chicago, White Sox insider, White Sox host, face of that team's broadcast, other than the game itself. Chuck, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good, Cap. Good to hear your voice. And ready to get back in the win column for the White Sox today.
Yeah, they need to get back into the win column. Why have they struggled as of late? I know Cleveland's got outstanding starting pitching, they're just a little bit off since the six-game win streak.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. First off, Tim Anderson, I'm not making excuses up. I mean, I would have liked to have won that game last night. You take 2 of 3 from the Indians, and they did great against Bieber. I mean, I was just looking this up. Bieber against the Twins, that mammoth offense that they have, 8 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts. That was about a week or so ago. The White Sox got to him. I mean, that's a great pitcher right there. Maybe the Cy Young Award candidate, certainly right now in the American League. They were in position to win. And then, you know, they gave up a run to get it late in the game to tie it. And then the extra inning second base rule, if you want to get into that, it's so quirky. It's fun and exciting as a spectator to watch it. But when your team is on the losing end of that, and the way it unfolds, where you put a guy on second base and there's an infield single and a safety squeeze, you know, and you give up, end up giving up two runs, and your pitcher, Jimmy Cordero, didn't really do that bad, and 2 runs were charged against the White Sox, you're kind of like, what are we doing here? So they've got some injury issues, clearly. I mean, you have no Tim Anderson. No, Edwin Encarnacion, Nick Madrigal's out, Rodon, Lopez, Jimmy Lambert, Aaron Bummer. I mean, this is all teams are dealing, or most teams are dealing with these kind of injuries, but and I'm not sure how much that would have changed the game yesterday, but this stuff is piling up on the White Sox. Fortunately, and I say fortunately with quotations, they got the Tigers next, who are 8-5, but I'm not really impressed with who they've been beating, so I think the Sox are entering on paper a softer part of their schedule. I think we're going to start seeing some wins being piled up in the next week or so.
In terms of injuries, and look, you're trying to avoid COVID, but you also have a lot of pitching injuries around baseball. You have guys getting hurt because perhaps the 3+ weeks of spring training 2.0, summer camp as they call the 2.0, wasn't enough. Do the White Sox have enough depth to continue to deal with the ridiculous number of injuries that they're facing?
Okay, so the way I would answer that is no. And the other way I would answer that is I think there aren't any teams in baseball that have it. And if they do, maybe it's the Dodgers. But I think these injuries that we're seeing, we'll just talk about pitching injuries, they are coming hard and fast. All throughout, but not all throughout baseball, in certain pockets of baseball. And if your team doesn't have any of these problems right now, it's very likely coming. If not this week, next week, the week after. This is, you know, your arm, I mean, shoulders, arms weren't meant to throw baseballs like this. And the way this season has ramped up, you know, I think in years from now, they're going to look back on this season and they're going to see all these pitching injuries. And I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but the pandemic put so much stress that we've never seen before on arms to perform at such a high level with a ramped up season. I think we'll be able to learn from the pitchers who did get through this season healthy. What did they do against pitchers who did not survive this season from a health standpoint? So you know, to specifically answer your question, the good news on the pitching front is that at least these injuries with the White Sox to this extent, to this point, they don't seem to be season ending. So I think we're going to see Rodon, Lopez, and Bummer hopefully come back this year. It's those injuries where, like, these guys need surgery and you don't even have them at all. That's a bigger problem. The Sox, at least to this point, from what we know, seem to have avoided that, and they'll get some health and some better arms into the rotation and into their bullpen in the coming weeks.
Our White Sox insiders, NBC Sports Chicago's Chuck Garfine, part of our family here at ESPN 1000. Of the three guys you just mentioned, Lopez, Rodon, Bummer, which one is the biggest thing to overcome?
I got to think about that. The reason why I would normally say Bummer, because he's their best reliever. But what has been a pleasant surprise is that they're actually getting really good contributions from other arms in the bullpen that we weren't expecting. Detweiler hasn't given up a run. Cody Hoyer has been lights out. Matt Foster, the same thing. Evan Marshall has been really good. So in a way, they can kind of insulate themselves for a while if those pitchers continue to pitch like that. The bigger problem is the rotation. And, you know, you'd like to have at least one of the two, Rodon or Lopez, back because, you know, Gio Gonzalez hasn't been effective. And because you have both these guys out, they had to do a bullpen day on Saturday. And then that just, not only does that hurt you for that day, but then it hurts you going forward because you use so many bullpen arms for one day to get you through a game that you end up losing. So I would say the bigger loss, even though Bummer is the better pitcher, it's either Rodon or Lopez because you've just right out of the gate, you're short by two in the rotation, and that has a ripple effect that is very challenging to overcome.
One last thing. You and I get to work with a guy named Ozzie Guillen. He's become an incredibly dear friend of mine. He's incredibly close to you. You guys work together. And the people who only know Ozzie from his persona have no idea what a wonderful, wonderful person he is. And everyone in our newsroom who's now gotten to work with him the last couple of years are like, that guy's the greatest. Like, all, the average person who doesn't know him, all they see is, you know, what Ozzie was as a personality as the manager of the White Sox or when he had his brief time down in Florida with the Marlins. Ozzie's amazing. The other day, you guys are on the air, and I want to play this for everybody, and then I'd like to get your inside perspective. This is Ozzie and Chuck, and the discussion turned to Nick Swisher, a former White Sox player for just a year.
Financing to well-qualified buyers on select vehicles with
Whoa. That's not exactly what we were
that
trying to
That sounded like
play.
A commercial.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to play the audio because when Ozzie was asked by you something, I don't even know how I was watching it, how it came about, and he was brutally honest about Nick Swisher. I mean, brutally honest.
Yeah, brutally. Yeah, I mean, so the way this whole thing happened was, this is what's great about Ozzie Guillen, you never know where he's going to sit, what he's going to say and when he's going to say it. We were literally 1 minute into a post-game show about the White Sox and Brewers, and within seconds, the conversation had turned to Nick Swisher, because I had said that Adrian Hauser and Josh Hader both were traded from the Astros to the Brewers, and in that trade was Carlos Gomez, and Ozzie said he didn't like Carlos Gomez. So I said, I knew he didn't like Nick Swisher. So I said, who do you hate more, Ozzie? Who do you
All right, hate more? I think we have it now. Here, let's play it.
Okay, good.
JR, do we have
who
it?
Who do you dislike more, Carlos Gomez or Nick Swisher?
Oh, my God. Nick, nobody can compare that with Nick Swisher. I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think he hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't.
You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No. I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right. So he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year, and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay. Why don't we talk about
Well, you know what? If you ask the players what's played with him that year, and they'd be honest like I was, yeah. they might feel the same way I feel.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't hate him as a person, because, but the way it was, the White Sox way, it wasn't
wasn't a good fit. His personality wasn't a good fit with the 08 White Sox.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was. I think he's a good player, yes.
Yeah.
I used him the wrong way, yes.
You used him the wrong way.
I play him center field and batting first, second. That guy got to be right field batting 10. The way he did it with the Yankees. You know, he take the heater away, play good for New York championship.
They did. All right.
I hate him as a person. I don't hate him as a player.
Right.
There you go. Chuck, they did a whole segment on that on WFAN in New York about you and Ozzy. I mean, that thing went viral. It's been seen over 700,000 times.
I know, that was crazy. The thing is, Ozzy is going to say what's on his mind. It's refreshing, you know, for someone to be that honest. And in fact, I'm thinking about adding a new segment to the pregame show called Blast from the Past. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put names of players, former players, teammates of Ozzy's in a hat, and he's going to pull it out and just whatever comes to his mind about that player. What do you think?
That would be hilarious. Hilarious. First of all, I love the guy. He should be managing in Major League Baseball. I hope he gets another chance. But if people think he is the guy that they just see this persona, they have no idea what a wonderful human being he is.
Well, Nick Swisher might think differently.
Yeah. I didn't like Nick Swisher from the day we had to start having him on the program that used to be known Sports Talk Live. That guy was just so fake. Fake!
So. Yeah, that's what Ozzy said. Yeah, and he was not a good fit with that White Sox team at all. No. They already had a nucleus. He tried to bring in his, you know, Swisher mentality. It just didn't work. And so you either love him or you hate him. But listen, Ozzy is, you know, tell like it is, his knowledge about the game is second to none. I love just hearing how he sees the game, and we have a great time on the show. He's funny, he's informative,
and
we'll be doing the show 5:30 p.m. NBC Sports Chicago, White Sox Tigers Den at 6. So you can watch us have a good time, whether they win or lose.
Hey man, have a great rest of your day. I'll be doing baseball night in Chicago later, good Lord willing. Have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, talk to you, Cap. See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. There he is, our Chuck. He's on TV, and he is our White Sox insider here at ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776. Unity, that's my word. Next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Miss some Cap and Company? Your podcast is ready. Chicago's home for sports is on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Rolling on ESPN 1000. I've been showing off some of my glove collection. I said glove. Baseball glove collection. So if you're on Twitch, you can catch it right there. That's a Mark Grace game-used glove. My late father loved Mark Grace. That was his guy. And so when he died, I got his Mark Grace collection of stuff that Mark and my friend Dan Filato had gotten me. So if you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, you could check out some of the stuff as I show off some of the home office setup here with what was going on overnight. We ended up doing the show from home. Danny's at home. Chris Black just made it into the station. JR's there. And we'll have sports for you all day long. Anything breaks in the city, any news, we will have it for you. But we are a sports station, and that's why you come here to talk sports. 312-332-3776. Sam Adams Boston Lager celebrating the return of sports to Chicago, and every day we're highlighting one of the best sports bars in Chicagoland. Today we salute the world-famous Cubby Bear. Text SAM Adams, that's one word,
to 31996 for your chance to win a Sam Adams summer cooler. It's very cool. A Sam Adams summer cooler. Text now. Stop into the Cubby Bear today. Again, text Sam Adams, one word, to 31996 for your chance to win that cooler today. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. I watched that White Sox game last night, and of course, it is raining so hard, and they are doing all they can to finish off the game. Cleveland has a two-run lead in the bottom of the 10th. You know the umpires want to get out of there, and it's literally like you need an arc on the field. That's how hard it's raining, and they're still playing. And finally, they went, okay, that's it. Brad Hand can't throw a strike. If you're batting, you got rain in your face, you could get hit. So they pull everyone off, ends up the Sox lose the game. 5-4 was the final. That's to drop two at home. That's a tough series because Cleveland can really pitch. They're not great offensively. The Sox got decent enough pitching, but their injuries are just a big problem. No Tim Anderson, defending AL batting champ, one of your team leaders. You've got your pitching staff decimated with Rodon, Bummer, and Reynaldo Lopez and Michael Kopech, all guys that you counted on, all not available to you for various reasons. And so it was a tough weekend for them and for the Cubs. They never got on the field for a game because the St. Louis Cardinals continued to have problems with COVID-19. And that led us to Zach Plesac, who pitched really well on Saturday in a 7-1 win over the White Sox. And then Zach Plesac decides, oh, I pitched really well. I earned the right to go out with my buddies on Saturday night. Well, each team has what they call a protocol officer. And the protocol officer, if you leave the team hotel for any reason, you've got to clear it with the protocol officer. And most requests are denied. Well, Zach Plesac didn't tell anybody. And he got caught. And he went out. And what he's basically doing is giving a big middle finger to everyone he either plays with or comes in contact with or plays against. They have been told, zero leaving the team hotel. We'll provide anything you could possibly need. And if you have to leave, it has to be cleared first. And he didn't do any of that. So now he's been sent home. They told him to drive to Cleveland in a rental car and then quarantine. And then they'll deal with him after a 72-hour quarantine period. Good for the Indians because the guy's a hell of a pitcher. He's obviously important to the rest of their season. But that's just embarrassing. Literally embarrassing that you're a major league player. You see what's going on with the Marlins, who fortunately things have gotten much better. You see what's going on with the Marlins. You see what's going on with the St. Louis Cardinals, and you decide that your social life is more important than doing the right thing. Very, very disappointing.
I think it also brings up a point, Cap, where is he going to be eligible to be put on the COVID-19 injured list because he violated protocol? I don't know if that's going to jive. They may be having to run a pitcher short because he broke the rules willingly. I don't know if he's going to be eligible to go on the IR.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Perhaps if Jesse's listening, he could text me and tell me the answer to that. But you're right. If he knowingly broke protocol, they should be penalized as a team and go, guess what? You're one player shorter than everybody else. You got to send a message. But again, to get back to what I said back in the 9 o'clock hour, you have a commissioner who doesn't really speak publicly, leaks things to a couple of confidants in the media. You have a commissioner who said, yeah, I'm not taking away the Astros World Series. It's just a piece of metal. He just doesn't get it. And so they just have really bad leadership, really bad. White Sox and Tigers tonight. Detroit, while coming off a really bad season, 114 losses last year, playing really good baseball in terms of a rebuilding team. They're showing some fight, showing some offense, and they got a couple good young pitchers. So the Sox may have their hands full there. We just saw the Royals sweep the Twins. Sweep them. I don't think anybody saw that coming. 312-332-3776. Tim, our guy on the south side, Hey, Tim, first of all, I hope you're safe and healthy, man.
Hey, stay safe today. Because, you know, it's so much chaos, I'm not even going to yell at you, Cap, but it's embarrassing listening to you this morning. I know there's a lot of other crap in the city, but to actually say the White Sox are hurt because of their injuries, that's why they're playing like this, and to not even bring up Aloya Menez with Chuck Garfine, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm not saying you're a Cub fan or a Sox fan. Just be a fan. I mean, Aloya Menez looked like a total dork last week.
I talked about it.
I didn't hear you say a word about it.
Well, guess what? Let me just clue you in that when you're listening, I may work more hours than Tim has locked in. We talked about it.
Did you bring up Aloya Menez with Chuck Garfine?
I didn't.
Okay, then just admit to that.
I'm talking about
Chuck Garfine, the guy that comes on laughing and he celebrates the anniversary of the trade and you guys left. Nice trade, Cubs. You guys are giggling about it together. You can't admit that?
Did you not hear what I just said? I did not bring it up to Chuck because I dealt with it last week when Aloy Jimenez, and I said that on this station, should be a full-time DH. He is a brutal left fielder.
Okay. And when the Cubs did not make the playoffs last year, did you say it was because Baez was out, Anthony Rizzo was out, all the decimation? No, you just said the Cubs lost because of it. Now the Sox look like crap because Timmy Anderson's not there? I mean, the guy commits errors.
As a matter of fact, Mendez is
a great shortstop.
Tim, you're better than that. They are missing a lot of guys, and all I said was...
And what do you think that is? Because of starting pitching, you're destroying your bullpen. You're destroying your freaking... Bummer be lucky to ever pitch again, thanks to 2 innings here, 3 innings there, 4 innings from Dylan Cease. That's why their bullpen is decimated.
And all I said was, Chuck, do they have the depth to keep withstanding all these injuries? I didn't say Tim Anderson's costing them their record.
The Sox lost 89 games for a reason last year, Chuck. They lost 89 games because they're not very good, and you were praising Ozzie Guillen. You're praising. That's who should be the manager of this team right now.
Don't disagree with you. I would hire him in a second.
Say it on the air.
Oh, my God.
You'll be ripping Ricky Renteria. You don't hesitate to rip a Cub player if he's not performing. You don't hesitate to rip Craig Kimbrel.
Tim.
Rip the crap out of Ricky Renteria on the air, not on NBC Sports.
Well, first of all, that's the home of the White Sox, so I think that gives me even more credibility if I'm critical on their channel.
When was the last time you ripped Ricky Renteria on NBC Sports?
Last week.
And what did you say?
That I truly believe he's not the right guy to lead them to the World Series. I think he's a very nice man. I don't think he's a very good manager. And if it was my team, Ozzie Guillen would already be back managing.
Good man. And today, just for the listeners, because we don't have a chance to listen to you on NBC Sports, tell Chuck, Aloya Menez, Dylan Cease, let us know when you make the playoffs with those guys, and then we'll tell you about winning the trade. I mean, you know, Danny got all excited because he's a Cub fan. When you can't get excited because you're a fan of both teams. You want Aloya Menez to be good, but you rip the crap out of Jose Quintana if he has a bad game.
Yeah, and I appreciate your call, Tim. I got to get more in. Yes, I do, because they paid Mercedes prices and didn't get a Mercedes back. They went into the dealership and said, wow, that really shiny S550, I'm going to take that. Yeah, you know what? We've got this for you. Well, that's not what I'm paying, whatever I'm paying for. So that's my point. Jose Quintana is a fine pitcher. He's average. That's what he is. That's not what you paid for. 312-332-3776. Bob in LaPorte, real quick. Hey, Bobby, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
I'll be a lot calmer than the other caller. I am definitely with you on this. If you look back, as soon as the Cubs, I'm a Sox fan all the way. Mm-hmm. As soon as the Cubs got their lineup set the way they wanted it and they knew they were going to be a pretty decent team, Rick Renteria was gone. They went out and got, I think they got Madden then, but you know, Renteria was managing the Cubs. They saw that he was not the guy, and I'm telling you, they're going to be right down there with Kansas City and Detroit this year, and he's the guy that's got to go, I think. I mean, that's how I feel. You know?
Well, look, he's a really nice man, and they have had their share of injuries. They do have a lot of talent. If I think in a – and appreciate your call – in a pandemic, I would be very surprised if you saw a lot of changes in managers, head coaches in different sports. I really do. They're trying to all come together and navigate all that they're going through. But Ozzie Guillen, in my opinion, should be the manager of the White Sox. I'd bring him back at the end of this year and go, Ozzie, you're the guy. And Ricky's an amazingly wonderful man. I just don't think he's a great manager. I don't. 312-332-3776. Our guy Chris Bleck walked to work this morning. He is now in the station. We'll find out what was that like as he walked through all that was going on next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
From lines of credit in Chicagoland to equipment finance loans in the Quad Cities to better cash flow in Milwaukee, First Midwest Bank committed to using their local knowledge and ideas to help clients across the region get their business momentum back. To learn more, visit wehaveideas.firstmidwest.com today. You have plans. First Midwest Bank has ideas. Member FDIC.
It's Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
A lot of action on social media. You can watch the show on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000. Chicago, and love to have you dial it all up. And it's powered by Miller Lite and the Howard Street Inn. Jeff Chisholm on Twitter says, Capman, I give you props for how calm you stayed with Southside Tim. Dude is ridiculous. Loves to talk at you and not to you. Hey, I appreciate Tim. I love battling with him, but you're exactly right. It's only his way. He doesn't want to hear the other side of the equation. 312-332-3776. Chris Bleck is the other part of this show that didn't get to be on today because of all the insanity going on in the city, but he was able to navigate his way to the station. He's there now. CB, what was the walk like? Good morning, first of all. What was the walk like? Because I'm keeping the TV on, and there is a ton of damage down there.
Hey, Cap, what's going on? First of all, before we talk about what's going on downtown, can I ask you something? Is it difficult to flex for 2+ hours straight? I'm watching you on Twitch, and you got the microphone there, and I feel like you're flexing the entire time you're talking. Look at that gun.
I am not.
Pythons.
I put this on, and I thought, all right,
sure. Happened to put on a shirt with no sleeves. Sure.
Yes, because I thought I was going to just be on radio.
Right.
So, and then next thing I know, our great boss, Mike Thomas, is like, hey, we've got a big Twitch thing going. Can you run it through your phone? I'm like, yeah, I suppose so. And then I'm like, screw it. I'm going to leave the suns out, guns out.
Well, it looks good. Your office looks good. So I like the setup. To answer your question, to be honest, if the bridges were up, I would not be able to get here. But then they lowered the bridges just after like 9 o'clock. So I was able to get here with no ease, and I had to go through the West Loop, and you would just think it's a normal Monday. There's really nothing going on. I took the train in, and the train was calm. Everything's calm. I got off here, and there seems to be some destruction on State Street, but basically anything that I saw on my way in was a normal, typical Monday.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to Danny's text, and I'm like, hold on a minute. Why do I have all these texts? Danny and Merkin and Mike Thomas and JR. And yeah, I'm thinking, okay, something's going on here. And I immediately turned on the TV, and my wife's phone starts blowing up because her businesses were affected a little bit. And so we're watching all this, and it feels like I was like looking at another universe. Like, this is the city that we love. What is going on?
No, I'm with you. And I was up pretty late last night, and I was unaware that any of this was starting to happen overnight. So when I woke up, I was just as confused as you. And I turned on the news and I saw it all. And obviously, we went through this in late May as well. So you kind of know the protocols. coming in. So, like, I started to immediately look up and see, well, is the CTA shut down? Oh, yeah, it's the service is stopped for this morning. Okay. And then I was like, okay, well, I could probably walk to work if I can find a way over a bridge. But once they raise all the bridges, there's no way into the loop. So I was like, well, all right, looks like I'm going back to bed for an hour or two. So, yeah, you know, it's sad to see, though, Cap, because it doesn't accomplish anything to just loot and riot businesses that, you know, are just trying to make it through this pandemic. So I feel bad for those people who had their businesses damaged today. And I feel bad for those who are trying to serve and protect this city who then have to deal with people who are then doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. And you had people who just rebuilt from what happened in early June. And I saw an interview with a guy, broke my heart. It really did. When he said, I stood at my door and here came the looters. And I said calmly, I just rebuilt. Can you please spare my business? And he said, they didn't scream at me. They didn't get violent. They just said, nope. And they just busted the door down and tore his business up again.
Yeah. If you're someone that lives in the downtown area, you know what has been sad this entire summer is that there's been a lot of businesses that never reopened from when this happened the first time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, I get it that a lot of people live in the suburbs and they come down to the city maybe on the weekends, or they only come down here to work and then they head right back to the suburbs. But if you're someone who lives in the city and you're in the downtown area, there are many businesses that are integral to the day-to-day life of many people that were obliterated back in May. Some didn't reopen. I fear that that will happen again for some. Now, obviously, like the Apple store on Michigan Avenue, they'll be fine, right? Like, Apple will be fine. But, like, the small mom-and-pop shop in the South Loop, you never know if they could get past this. So it's sad, but, you know, Cap, I wanted to ask you, how pumped are you for the Blackhawks? How about this?
They
get through the weekend. They're into the playoffs. We got a playoff team in town. How about that?
Yeah, I love late-night Chicago sports. I do. My wife goes to bed. I'm down in the family room. I get at least one of the dogs usually will stay up with me because he knows – it means a lot of treats, and we're just going to hang out and watch sports. And so Friday was the early game they win, and I'm thinking, that's awesome. Now I hope we get a late-night game. And then I saw Charlie Romeliotis' text last night. Blackhawks will play at 9:30 on Tuesday night against the Vegas Golden Knights. And look, they have a really, really good team. Jonathan Marchessault is an elite scorer, but they just were able to dispatch a team that had elite scoring with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and those guys are really good players, but the Blackhawks advanced and Edmonton did not, so I'm excited to watch this tomorrow night.
So let me ask you this, heading into the game before they clinched against the Oilers, people were suggesting that, hey, maybe it's not the best thing for the Hawks to make it into the actual playoffs, in air quotes, and maybe they should be trying to get that number one pick. Do you still feel that way? Like, whichever way you felt before the game, before the Hawks clinched, to me, the moment that happened, I was excited that now we have a playoff team in town. I don't care about draft picks. I'm sick of tank conversations. I'm sick of building for the future. Try and win games now. So I'm happy that they are in the playoffs, even though it's against a tough Golden Knights team with two good goaltenders, one that you traded to them midseason in Robin Leonard. So, you know, I hope the Hawks play well, and I hope they can win this series. It's a tall task, but I would rather see them be a playoff team than be fighting for a number one pick.
Yeah, I guess if you told me they went out and got swept four straight by the Vegas Golden Knights and they just get destroyed, I'd be like, nah, I guess I'd rather have lost to Edmonton and had a shot at Alexis Lafreniere, the number one pick who they're comparing to Sidney Crosby. That's high praise. We'll see if he reaches it. But now that they're there, like prior to this series starting, like I'm jacked that they're playing. Jacked.
And Cap, tomorrow at 11, Patrick Sharp will join you here on the show. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was just going to say that again. Sharpie tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and he's doing great work both at NBC Sports Chicago and nationally on NBCSN. Very dialed into the league. I want his perspective. What will it take for the Chicago Blackhawks to be able to win over Vegas? Because they're the one seed. If you beat them, like Nashville did to the Hawks back, I believe, in 2016 when they swept them. Well, they got to the final. That means anybody is beatable if you can get by Vegas.
Also, Sharp, best hockey hair on TV. best hockey hair on TV for Patrick Sharp.
I don't know. Edzo bought his, and it looks pretty good.
Well, you get what you paid for, right?
Exactly.
Can I also ask you about the Cardinals? Are we just removing them from baseball this season? I mean, what's the point of this, Cap? How many games have they played? Five? Played five games. They have more positive tests over the weekend. They're not going to play against the Pirates. Will the Cardinals play in a series this upcoming weekend? We've now gone since July 29th with the St. Louis Cardinals not playing baseball. Will they play this weekend?
I am going to say that they do play this weekend, but they don't play throughout the week.
I mean, so, like, what was the point of the taxi squad then?
That's a great question, Chris. Why have 60 guys, 30 with your team, now it's been cut down to 28, and then have a whole bunch of guys not around your team at another site, mind you, but if something hits, not bring these guys in? I don't understand it.
Right. Like, it seemed like Major League Baseball didn't plan for any of this, even though we knew positive tests along the way were likely. It wasn't that they were going into a bubble. Like, if you told me now that an NBA team that's been in the bubble all of a sudden had five or six positive tests, I would probably suggest that that's unlikely because of the precautions that they've taken and all the negative tests that they've had to this point. Mm-hmm. But the fact that baseball teams are just out in society and then they continue to get positive tests, how did baseball not plan for something like this? If you have the taxi squad, why wasn't it a full roster of players so you could just replace the team that's supposed to be playing to continue the schedule on? Like, I get it. It's not fair, but none of this is fair. Well, and quite honestly, I don't care if it's fair for the St. Louis Cardinals, because if the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago White Sox decided to leave where they were staying to go out and have a time and then catch COVID-19, like, sorry, life's not fair. That's just how we have to kind of deal with it right now.
Well, when Zach Plesac sees the Marlins example, sees the Cardinals example, and decides, well, I pitched really well on Saturday, I'm going to go out Saturday night. Now they put him in a rental car and go, yeah, drive your ass back to Cleveland. And guess what? We'll let you know what your punishment is. You're going to be quarantined for 72 hours, tested every day, and then we'll let you know what we're going to do. He's an idiot. It's just dumb.
Well, Cap, you can't even compare that to Lou Williams and his situation, because at least the NBA allowed Lou Williams to leave. Was he smart about what he did when he left the NBA bubble? No, absolutely not. But Plesac, I mean, come on. He's with his team. He understands the stakes that are involved here. He still goes out. Shouldn't baseball just say, okay, you're done for the season?
That would be an amazing, amazing shot across the bow of the players. But you have very weak leadership from Rob Manfred. I just don't think they have the temerity to go and do that. Hey, man, I got a break.
The Players Association won't allow it. Come on.
Well, the Players Association's wrong. They're wrong. Yurko, if a guy is going to put everyone else in jeopardy because his going out having a good time is more important to him, screw him.
Their job is to protect the player. So whoever wants to go after the player, that's their job. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, and it doesn't matter whether the player's right or wrong. Their job is to protect the player, period. So he's got to get suspended. They're sending him home. He's got a driver sending him there to Cleveland, and they're going to do whatever they're going to do with him, but he's not going to not be able to play the rest of the season. That's just the way it is.
It would be awesome if they did that. Yeah. It would be awesome. That's the way it should be.
But if everything was seashells and balloons, we'd all be happy campers, but it's not.
Yes. What's the term?
I don't know. If candy.
If hands and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
That's right. And if you had sleeves on your shirt, we'd all be better off on this Monday.
Yeah, take that. We'll take a fast break. Don't forget, Carmen, you're coming up for Crosstalk at noon. Be right back.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Company, sports talk while you're on the clock.
Hey, don't forget, you can watch us on Twitch. Download the Twitch app or go to twitch.tv and search ESPN 1000 Chicago. And it's powered by Miller Lite and the Howard Street Inn. And as Chris said earlier, Patrick Sharp is going to be on this program at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So looking forward to pre-gaming with Sharpie and getting his perspective on what it would take to beat the Vegas Golden Knights, who have Robin Leonard in net. He's a beast. Jonathan Marchessault and a whole bunch of other really good players that will give the Hawks all they can handle. But if Corey Crawford is as good as he was three of the four games in that series against Edmonton, and if the Hawks can get the kind of play that they got out of Jonathan Toews and Patty Kane and Duncan Keith, looked like he rolled back the hands of time, they've got a shot, man. They really do. They're the youngest team left in the playoffs. I don't know if everyone's aware of that. They are the youngest team left in the playoffs. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. White Sox and Tigers today, and the Cubs get another day off and go back to work tomorrow for a two-game series with the Cleveland Indians. JR, we've got Carmen and Yurko coming up for Crosstalk in just a little while. How are things down there now? Have they calmed down? I know Chris has been at the station for a while, at least an hour or more. Have things calmed down outside our showcase studio?
Cap, you are talking to someone who has literally been standing at the board since 5 o'clock this morning.
I couldn't
even tell you what it looks like outside right now.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'll ask them when we get to Crosstalk. I'm curious of what things are like down there now, because, boy, oh, boy, when we tuned in at 5-whatever this morning, it was not good. It was in a really, really bad situation.
Hey, Cap?
Yes.
It's Randy. How are you?
Hi, Randy.
Quiet. Chris looked out the window and said it looks quiet. I drove in around, left around my house around 9:45. I was here, like, by 10:15. And I walked my walk, which is right there on Lake. Past Jason's Deli, which is now closed, Subway, which is now closed. And again, our guys at Duncan got hit again. And it's they had plastic over all their windows because they've all been smashed in again. And the Potbellies is destroyed again. So it's pathetic. It's sad because we know the guy from Duncan very well. He's a great guy.
Yeah, awesome.
Yurko and Carmen know him really well. I don't know if you know him that well. But it's very sad. Very sad. But other than that, I didn't really notice anything else, but I didn't walk past that. That's all I did. So it's not good.
Appreciate it, Randy Merkin. Travis Wacker, who's one of our great promotions people. Travis said, I was just down by the office. Large police presence, a lot of people cleaning things up. He also said that the fantasy football convention that I've been promoting will be virtual. You must be 21 or older to participate. So I read that again. It's the ESPN 1000 Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite. Back virtual and exclusive on August 27th. And you can enter with a text to win code from one of 10 participating locations starting today and running through August 23rd. You can stop in at the Howard Street Inn in Niles and get your text to win code there. Howard Street Inn is your ace in the hole for casual dining. And or go to ESPN FFC. Fantasy Football Convention, ESPNFFC.com. Please drink responsibly. I said earlier that I'm looking for some ideas for a Unity tattoo. I've gotten a few that have been sent to me that are interesting. I don't know if I found the one yet that I want. I'm going to do more than ever. I'm convinced I'm going to do this Unity walk where I'm going to attempt to walk from the office after the show one day, all the way home, 29 miles. And we'll figure out all the details. Can people walk with me, not walk with me? But I want it to be something that if I can complete it, we raise money for people that really, really need it. Really need it. Whether that's a food bank, the homeless, something. I want to do something to give back to our community and see if we can help people that are in a really bad spot. And as we saw what happened last night, our city's in a bad place right now, and it's got to get fixed. So hopefully we can do that and move past things. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Waddle and Sylvie Show at 2 o'clock. Jay Hood, my guy, at 6 o'clock with the baseball show. And then we have our hockey show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and the Blackhawks will get started tomorrow. Our guy Pat Boyle will have his pregame show on TV on NBC Sports Chicago at 9, puck drop at 9:30, and then the next morning you wake up and we will discuss that game with you on Wednesday morning. If the Hawks are one up, hopefully, or one down, we'll be all over what happened on the ice in Edmonton between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Chicago Blackhawks. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in mere moments. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy out there. Crosstalk is in exactly 2 minutes.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.